Welcome to the latest episode of Public Power Now. I'm Paul Schimpoli, APPA's news director. Our guest in this episode is Missy Henriksen, executive director of the Center for Energy Workforce Development. APPA is a member of CEWD. Scott Corwin, president and CEO of APPA, and Daniela Piper, executive vice president and chief innovation officer at the New York Power Authority, are members of CEWD's board of directors. Missy, thanks again for returning as a guest on the podcast.
Pleasure to be here, Paul. Thanks for having me.
Sure thing. So, Missy, sure, most of our listener audience is aware of CEWD, but for those who may not be, could you provide an overview of the Center for Energy Workforce Development?
Sure. Center for Energy Workforce Development has been operating for a little shy of 20 years, working to support the development of a skilled and diverse energy workforce. I like to say that we were doing workforce development before it was cool and trendy. And even though we started such a long time ago, it almost feels like all of the work we've been doing for almost two decades was in some way almost a dress rehearsal for this moment in time, because there has never been a more significant need to build that talent pipeline than there is today. Data shows that the industry needs to hire 32 million people over the next 10 years. So we've united the industry to work together to make sure we are people ready for the energy evolution before us.
So what prompted me to reach out to you for this interview is the fact that, among other things, the fact that Careers in Energy Week is set for October 21st through October 25th this year. So what are the resources that CEWD will make available to those who are interested in promoting Careers in Energy Week?
We're excited for you to be mentioning this. It's one of our absolute most favorite times of the year. So Careers in Energy Week has been going on for 10 plus years, and it's an opportunity to really come out with force, talking about the visibility or bringing greater visibility to energy jobs, talking about the career paths that exist in the industry, to really showcase the opportunities people might not be aware of, whether they're students or influencers of students or career-ready adults. It's a really great time to really showcase all the industry has to offer and why this is a particularly important time to be part of the energy workforce. So some of the things that we've been working on to really bring attention to all that we have to offer as a sector, a bunch of new collateral. We created this year a coloring and activity book that's geared for younger students. It talks about different kinds of people who work in the energy industry, different kinds of jobs. It talks about some of the different technology that's important. We created something called Ad Libs, which is a play off of the fun activity we used to do in car rides when we were younger called Mad Libs. But it is a chance for people to kind of use the same, give us an adjective, give us a noun, and put it together and come up with something a little silly, but playful, that talks about energy and the energy jobs we have. A quiz so people can, with some fun tongue-in-cheek types of activities, figure out what career they might be most suited for in the industry. It's kind of modeled after some of the BuzzFeed quizzes. We have updated our Spotify playlist, which is the Energy Zone, with several hours of new music that people may be surprised that there's so many different songs related to energy. So that's out there. And some of these new features have been added to the dozens of pieces of collateral we've already created. So we have flyers for parents. We have different career path flyers. This year, we've also added materials in Spanish. So lots of different resources that are ready to go that organizations can use to really go out and talk about the energy industry with those in their community. The other thing I'll just add on about Careers in Energy Week is we will be holding live chats next week off of our career site, which is getintoenergy.org. And we're inviting those who have questions about working in the industry, how you get started, what are the kinds of jobs, what will be in most demand, what are the skill sets, all of those questions that come to mind for people once they're considering making a career change. We want to be able to answer for them in real time. So again, that will all be taking place on getintoenergy.org next week.
So CEWD is hosting a workforce development summit in Washington, D.C. from November 19th to November 21st. Could you offer additional details on the summit, including details on the sessions that will be held at the summit?
Absolutely. And it's our other favorite time of the year. We bring together about 300 workforce development professionals from across the industry. One thing I neglected to mention earlier, CEWD really unites the industry as a whole. We are agnostic in terms of what kinds of businesses people go into. We just want the best and the brightest to find energy careers. So at the summit, we will be bringing together workforce development practitioners from public power, public gas, IOUs, munis, cooperatives, contractors, all of those who are essential in our ecosystem. And we will be addressing several dozen topics and conversations that all are germane to workforce development, whether it is community engagement, working with your education partners to bring energy curriculum into the classroom, whether it is what's happening in the training and development space as we look at recruiting 32 million people to the industry. We also have to look at how we're training them. So how are we looking at the incumbent workforce and making sure that their skills are evolving? How are we looking at those students who are preparing for jobs in the industry and what they might need to have and be exposed to in their career path opportunities? We're also looking at the workplace itself and the future of work. What should we be doing to ensure the culture of organizations are ones that will not only attract people, but keep people in the energy workforce? We know that there's been a good fortune for the industry that we've been able to keep people in their knowledge going for decades working in the industry. But as we look ahead, the future workforce, we may only see those folks for 3 to 5 years, 7 years tops. So how do we look at the workplaces we have now and the operations that have been historic for us? And how do we look at pivoting to what this next generation of employees may need? We'll have general session speakers talking about AI in the workforce. We'll be addressing cybersecurity in the workforce. We have a cool new opportunity to look at workforce development from a maturity model perspective. We'll be looking at the politics and the policies that come with workforce development and how communities need to be more active in their local areas to ensure that they're taking advantage of federal workforce dollars that can come through the workforce systems. So really just a host of different topics. And I should add, when we talk about workforce development, it's not just HR anymore. We can't just assume that HR can go out and find all of the talent we need. They really need to be working with their partners in legal, in operations, community engagement. It really takes C-suite leadership to ensure that we have full kind of cross-disciplinary team looking at workforce development. So we do expect to see some of those folks who wear different hats within their company, but they all collectively are impacting the people side of the business.
So I understand a new energy and natural resources a career cluster is expected to be announced shortly. Can you please explain what that is and why it's so important to energy employers?
Sure. I will make a wordiness of this opportunity. I'll try and consolidate it just as much as possible. Just a quick framing of what the career clusters are. About 25 years ago, the Department of Energy created 16 different career clusters and said, no matter what students in the public school systems are exposed to, it needs to, in one way or another, relate to these 16 different career paths. And they were defined pretty broadly, as you might imagine. DOE is no longer responsible for the career paths for a variety of reasons. It lives under an organization called Advanced CTE, CTE standing for Career and Technical Education. So 25 years ago, the way society lived, worked, operated, et cetera, it looked pretty different than it does today. So Advanced CTE is modernizing the career framework or the career cluster framework. And we do expect that they will now say the 16 clusters we've had in place need to be changed, need to be modernized for what students now should be exposed to. And we are pretty confident that we will see energy and natural resources as having its own career cluster. We used to live a little bit under agriculture, a little bit under mining, a little bit under construction. But now educators across the country will be able to easily bring energy curriculum into their classes, particularly through the career and technical education system. We no longer will be seen as an elective. It will no longer be a bit of jumping through hoops to bring energy curriculum into the classrooms. As CEWD has led the industry's workforce development needs and challenges and opportunities for years, this has been our number one need and hope and aspiration to have our own career cluster so that next generation of students is really growing up easily exposed to energy and its career paths. So we're super excited about that. We do expect to see a positive announcement in this space the week of October the 21st, coincidentally, during Careers in Energy Week. And then with that, our work isn't done. We can't say, great, we have what we've always wanted. In essence, the work will just be beginning. So we right now, in anticipation of the new career cluster, are working on the development of a national framework. So advice of what students should be exposed to throughout the grade levels. We'll use an example most people can understand. So in social studies, somewhere, somehow, someone had to say, in this grade, you should learn about the Civil War. In this grade, you should learn about World War I. In this grade, you should learn about World War II. We are doing that for energy. At what grades should students be exposed to different disciplines, different areas of study in the energy sector? And then once those frameworks are developed, we then will start looking at what curriculum exists in an open source perspective that we might be able to jumpstart getting that energy education into the hands of educators. And with that will be our own education, our energy industry fundamentals curriculum, which is targeting students in high school and post-secondary classrooms. So super excited about that. And I'll also add with EIF, we will have that translated into Spanish by the end of this year. And we are working on having it adapted for tribal communities and tribal colleges. So a tremendous amount happening in the learning and development area. Again, for right now, all good news as we look at connecting with students in more meaningful ways, which will hopefully open their eyes to the incredible possibilities that exist for careers in energy.
Thanks, Missy. So for my last question, I wanted to give you the opportunity to describe the resources that are available to APPA members from CEWD.
Sure. So a couple of places I would direct your listeners. First is CEWD's website, which is CEWD.org. Again, CEWD.org. Lots of information there, particularly under our resources tab. You'll see a lot of ready-to-use career awareness, pieces of collateral and videos you can use, career pathway flyers. You'll see our DE&I roadmap for change, our energy workforce primer, which describes why all the buzz about workforce development, why we are having such challenges as a nation in filling jobs. There's 4 million jobs generally vacant on any given day. So it gives some context to some of the information there. Our workforce report that we do every 2 years that looks at demographic data. What is the age of our workforce? At what numbers are people retiring? At what numbers are people leaving the workforce? So lots of information there under the resources tab. You'll also find information on the summit that we have coming up and all its cool tentacles, including our Workforce Hill Day, our Discovery Zone, our CHRO Day, lots of things you'll find information on there. And then the companion site or sister site is our getintoenergy.org site. And that is the platform we have for career seekers, students, educators, influencers, those who want to learn more about the energy industry. Lots of resources there in terms of compensation data for working in the industry, our job board. There's probably 100 videos there about working in the industry and dozens of articles. So between those two sites, lots of comprehensive pieces of information that organizations can use and are at their disposal. We also have shared all of the different collateral that I mentioned about Careers in Energy Week with APPA. And so members can turn to you all as well to have access to some of the different resources. The more the merrier is certainly an expression that comes to mind. The more people we have talking about energy jobs, the more we're talking consistently about the messaging that's impactful, the more we'll move the needle and hopefully really gain that visibility to individuals, particularly those who are underrepresented in our industry, to come check out all that we have available.
Just wanted to let you know, you obviously have an open invitation to return as a guest on the podcast. I'd love to perhaps do another interview with you at this time next year prior to the Careers in Energy Week. And obviously, you guys have a lot of other things going on, so we could talk about other topics and different interviews. So thanks again for taking the time to speak with us.
Be happy to come back anytime. Workforce development is our favorite topic. And again, certainly lots of opportunity, lots of needs, lots of work to be done in the space.
So for additional information on Careers in Energy Week, the Workforce Development Summit, and other resources offered by CEWD, Go to its website at www.cewd.org, as Missy mentioned previously. Thanks for listening to this episode of Public Power Now, which is produced by Julio Guerrero, graphic and digital designer, APPA. I'm Paul Champollion. We'll be back next week with more from the world of public power.